Okay, so I'm back again, and today, this morning, what I would like to share with you is some extensive work that we've been doing here in the area of growing lettuce on large bed systems, which is a unique concept in the desert as well as in the commercial production areas in California. And so this is a fairly typical picture of the growing environment that we have in the Yuma, Arizona area, which many of you may know now. It's a desert, so there's not a whole lot of trees. It's very dry. And so all of the produce that we grow out of that area is irrigated through the Colorado River basin system. So why in the world would we want to grow produce on these wide beds? And this is spinach, by the way, on wide beds. It's harvested by a machine, and it's delivered to salad plants, and you'll find it in your grocery store in a bag somewhere. It's essentially this is the reason. So a very, very integrated system with urban sprawl. So in some of your areas, local grown types of vegetable commodities are grown in very small acreage in close proximity to urban housing or urban dwellings. And we have experienced that as well in a commercial production area in Yuma, particularly after 2004. There was a small housing boom that happened in the desert down there. And so we've had quite a bit of increase in terms of housing. And you can see here that some of the production fields are intimately close to areas of residential type residential areas, and so we're running out of ground. So this is a desert; it's not irrigated by rainwater at all, and so all of the water that's supplied to fields comes from a single source, and that's the Colorado River. And so the water is delivered to these fields by gravity. There's no pumping involved, which is kind of a neat system all within itself. However, because land is at a premium, urban sprawl is dictating a different way of growing crops in the area, and that is using wider beds. And so this is an old shot of a baby leaf harvester that I took 5 or 6 years ago. It's a system that uses wide production growing systems. You can see the beds are fairly wide. They're not those narrow things that you may see from time to time. This is the picture I wanted to get to. So over here on the left is the typical sort of scene that you may have in your own system that you use. We use that quite a bit in our area, and we're essentially trying to get to more like this. This is a wider system. And so the typical sort of approach is to grow lettuce, whether that's romaine, leaf lettuce, or iceberg, on what we call fairly narrow beds. So this is a 42-inch bed spacing. So from bed to bed, it's 42 inches. Two seed lines per bed. Each plant is separated by in-bed spacing by about 11 or 12 inches. So we plant seeds every three. We thin to 11 or 12, and away we go. So because of the fact that we have beginning to see more and more limited amounts of ground available for growing lettuce at a commercial scale, each salad plant consumes 2 million pounds of lettuce a day, we're now beginning to show signs of incorporating new or different sorts of growing practices in these wider bed systems that you see here on the right. So essentially a 42 bed system, when you multiply that by two, you have an 84-inch bed with a furrow down the center. Typically, that is the way lettuce is grown in the desert, by furrow irrigation. The 84-inch bed system is essentially the same in terms of width, but we're taking out the center furrow. That's essentially what that is, and we're increasing the amount of productivity just by increasing the amount of land that's available for those bed spacing. So this is typical sort of romaine lettuce that's grown on an 84-inch bed. If a grower's not savvy enough in the way he applies his water, you can see here that the water has a very difficult time getting pushed to the center of the bed. These plants here on the left are showing some sorts of signs of either water stress or some other types of problem, because the furrow obviously is on the either side. Some growers are going to be putting water down that furrow. You got to push that water to the center of an 84-inch bed. That's quite a distance. And so the only way to manage some of that is either by drip irrigation or with sprinklers. You can see here after harvest, these heads were not harvestable. So what we wanted to do is start some work on assessing lettuce production at a commercial scale using drip sprinkler and furrow irrigation systems as a function of bed width. That was the main gist of that. So I built these little itty bitty irrigation pumps. You can see this is the drip pump. This is the furrow pump, and in the background is the flood pump. So this is how we essentially set up the experiment. It's pretty elaborate system because we had different irrigation systems all set up, and it was kind of fun to do. So in the area that I work in, it's a commercial production practice. So we're looking at cord lettuce. All of the bag salad that you eat is cored in the field, so we're always looking for cored lettuce. We core that in the field, and then we're looking at naked versus romaine hearts. So although many of you may just simply harvest the entire romaine head, we do that as well, but we also trim out some of those wrapper leaves, and we have just the heart that we also sell. So when we look at the difference between wrapped and cored, we also evaluated that. It's a big part of our industry. So if you're interested in cored lettuce, this is essentially how it's done. This the core is the bottom there. We take that out with a salad plant. We have a special knife that we use to take out the core in the field. If you're interested in lettuce, I'm a lettuce guy. Come on out in the Yuma during the winter months. We'll have a good time out there. Okay, so here's the take-home message on growing lettuce on wide beds. When we look at head lettuce is either head lettuce, called head lettuce, or iceberg. I'm not sure what you call it. We call it head lettuce out there. So wide bed head lettuce is smaller. It's less dense, regardless of irrigation method. So when we look at naked head iceberg lettuce on two seed lines versus six seed lines, the two seed lined lettuce on the narrow beds, they're larger heads, you can see here, regardless of irrigation method. So whether that's drip, furrow, or sprinkler, if you're growing on any irrigation system on a narrow bed, the quality of lettuce is better than the wide bed system. And that's essentially because of the morphology of the lettuce itself. And so in your particular work, if you say lettuce, guys like me will look at, is it iceberg or romaine? Because they're completely different animals. Iceberg looks like a bowling ball. Romaine looks like a football. And so when those two plants are grown on a bed system, iceberg needs a lot of elbow room. Romaine doesn't grow straight up. And so it makes sense that romaine lettuce performs quite well on wide bed systems relative to iceberg, which needs a lot more space. And this is the data that shows that. So when we grow, I'll switch over here. So when we grow romaine lettuce on either wide bed or narrow beds, then you can see here that it's essentially the same throughout the entire graph here. So iceberg lettuce is much different than romaine when we grow it on narrow versus wide beds. Romaine doesn't care whether it's on a wide bed or a narrow bed. It's going to grow the best as it can, regardless of bed size or irrigation system. Okay, so one thing I do want to point out, however, is despite the fact that romaine and head lettuce grow the same, because of the fact we're growing it on a wider bed, essentially more space for the lettuce to grow in, we do have more production on a wide bed. Looks like some of the things didn't come out on my slide. We do have more production on the wide bed system, which is the light colored bars, than the dark colored bars. So in conclusion, head lettuce varieties do not perform as well on wide beds. That's very clear. So if you are trying to grow head lettuce, give it some space. If you're considering growing head lettuce on wide beds, it's going to be a challenge. You just need to space it a lot more. Regardless of planting density, romaine shows the best productivity on wide bed configurations. So if we are considering growing a lettuce variety on a wide bed, the first choice would be romaine because of its morphology and its structure. And then there's great potential that we're working on with some breeders that are in California and in our system, and that is growing lettuce that is just for wide bed production. So a more upright iceberg is something that may be in our future, where it's very similar to that of a romaine. So in the world that I live in, we breed lettuce specifically for the commercial industry, and I know that I'm working with lettuce breeders that are gearing more towards mechanical harvest of lettuce. Every head of lettuce is touched by a human four times before it gets to your grocery store. And so what we're trying to do, work with those guys and develop a head of lettuce that's almost like a golf ball on a tee, where you can get a knife under it mechanically to harvest it. Guys are also working on iceberg varieties of lettuce that look like a romaine variety. So this may be something that you might see in your neck of the woods if you're a lettuce head like me. Okay, so am I out of time? I'd be more than happy to help you with anything regarding seed selection or anything that you have ongoing in the area of leafy greens. That's what I do primarily as a job, and I'd be happy to answer any or all questions that you might have. As an advertisement or a plug, you might want to hang out and check out this talk that we're giving at 9:45, I believe. It's the last talk of the session. If you're a vegetable seed producer and you're interested in field isolations and separating fields from to minimize bee pollen contaminants, check out the talk that I'm going to be giving at 9:45, I think, because that's a new mapping system I'd like to share with you. Thank you very much. Oh. Sorry. Yeah. Does anyone have any questions?
We have 2 minutes for questions.
Yes. It's a good question. The question is, have we ever looked at growing iceberg lettuce on five lines per bed?
Okay.
Yeah. And the answer to that is no, we haven't. It's a really good question. It's something that we should probably look at. I appreciate the comment. Why did we pick 6 lines to begin with? That's a good question. It's because the growers have told us this is where we're headed and this is what we need to do. In the work that I do, we sometimes I work for the growers more than I work for the university. We basically kind of help them out, and they kind of tell us where we're headed. So the 6-line stuff was developed because the system for harvest and thinning was designed around that. But that's a really good point. I appreciate the comment. Yes, sir.
Did you get, I'm sure you have in that report, but any indication of the difference in water use efficiency?
That's a part that I didn't really bring out. But the water use efficiency in drip is by far more superior than the furrow.
Right. Did you get a percent reduction?
In yield?
Not in yield, but in water use?
Yeah, we did. One of the caveats of growing lettuce in the desert is the Colorado River is inherently salty. And so if we pump a lot of water through drip, the salt remains after evaporation, and then we have a salinity issue that we have to manage, which we do. So growers aren't necessarily that interested in growing any produce on drip irrigation because of the salt situation. It's a good point. Yes, sir. Well, maybe one more question. Do we have enough water in the river? We have enough water for another 2 years, and then things may kind of change. Not sure if you're up to speed on that river system out there, but Las Vegas is having a heck of a time. The intake for the city of Las Vegas is right at the level of the river right now, Lake Mead right now, and they're actually digging a new tunnel to get water to Las Vegas. So water is a pretty pretty intense topic right now in the West. It's a good question.
Thank you so much.